What Tyson Foods just announced should absolutely enrage you. I have two stories. One right here from a small town in Iowa, a news station reporting on a closure, a plant closure for Tyson Foods. But what Tyson Foods is going to do next should absolutely flip your mind. I will not be eating Tyson Foods, anything from Tyson Foods. And I will be reporting on other things that Tyson Foods has, because I believe this is the next company to close their doors because of the decision they're making against the American people. Let's start with this story. And then the next story that I've got from a subscriber, an awesome subscriber, Kevin, the weed man, is gonna blow your mind. This is out of the Des Moines Register. The Tyson plant in Perry, Iowa is closing after 61 years. What we know about its plans. By the way, if any of you awesome subscribers pass by me, feel free to honk your horn. It says Tyson Foods announced Monday, March 11th, that it will permanently close its pork packing plant in Perry, Iowa, amid financial struggles for the pork industry. Here is what we know about Tyson Foods in Perry. Now listen, sounds really good, right? It's about, oh, the pork industry. We've talked about this a year and a half ago when they were closing multiple locations. And I said, there is a massive plan to take your job. The Federal Reserve, the federal government wants you unemployed for this next crash. This is not a joke. Wait till you hear what they're about to do. It says, how many people will lose their jobs when Tyson closes in Perry? It says, as the largest employer in Perry, Tyson employs over 1,276 people. The closure is expected to leave all employees, all of them, without work. Again, they are the largest employer in this town of Iowa. It will decimate this town, okay? Think of that for a second. Wait till, when will the Tyson plant close? Perry Mayor Dick Cavanaugh said Tyson officials told him the plant will shut down June 28th. A Tyson worker also said that this was the time frame given at a meeting Monday where Tyson, why is it closing its plants? You know, I said honk your horn. I didn't mean like send off your alarm. Of course, it's during a live stream. Says Tyson didn't say why the Perry plant is closing, but two things stand out about this plant. Its age, at 61 years for the main facility, and according to industry analysts, its size, which doesn't lend itself to efficiently increasing increasing second shift. This is how it goes. This is what happens. Now I'm going to share with you what's coming next, and this is the part that should enrage you. And I would please ask you to share this video out, because I'm telling you right now, I will not be eating any Tyson products because of this. This story, again, is from Kevin the Weed Man, comes out of Newsweek. It's entitled, Tyson Foods Hiring Migrants Sparks Calls for Boycott. Now, first off, if this enrages you, that right now our unemployment rate is going up, and that's where the government wants it. They want it high. They want this crash to happen. I know it sounds crazy, because wealthy people know to get wealthier, you do it during hard times. They are going to cause this. And now you have companies in America saying, we're gonna hire migrants. People that are here illegally, that are forcing themselves over the border, that are taxing our system while we pay taxes. It's taxing our school system, our healthcare system, and now it's gonna be taking away jobs, right? All right, so here we go. It says Tyson Foods is facing boycott calls for the planning to hire 52,000 migrants to work at its factories. After closing a plant in Iowa this week, the company announced this week it's seeking to hire some of the thousands of asylum seekers who have arrived in New York City. Scripps News reported the program could alleviate headaches for city leaders who have voiced concerns about the migrant population growth straining city resources. It would offer these migrants a job that pays $16.50 an hour in addition to other benefits such as legal aid, childcare, and temporary housing. If this absolutely enrages you, type one. I'm just curious. If you think, no, this is a good thing. We're hiring more and more illegal immigrants as they're coming over, millions of them over the border, and now you're gonna lose your job and we're hiring them. As a matter of fact, there's a program out right now where companies are hiring more and more of them. How you doing? So the point being is, if this doesn't absolutely enrage you, and it was Newsweek, if you don't remember, that picked me up on that story down at Angel Stadium, when I was talking about Bud Light. Now, Bill Gates goes and buys them, offers Joe Rogan a ton of money, and it's weird. Nobody talks about that. Destroying the morals of our country. Now we've got the morals of our country going down the tubes. And on top of that, you've got migrants getting hired instead of you. An American citizen that works hard, pays your bills, pays your taxes, don't worry about it. This is not a joke. Keep typing those ones if you agree with me. The announcement came after Tyson announced on Monday that it would close a plant in Perry, Iowa that had about 1,200 employees amid a drop in demand for some products. According to Reuters, Tyson has shut down 6 plants this year. What does that mean? Less production, higher cost of food. Newsweek reached out to Tyson Foods on comments via the company's media contact form. Immigration remains a key political issue ahead of the November presidential election, as the United States has seen an uptick in asylum seekers crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. And just so you know, majority of them are fighting-aged men. They're not women and children. I've been down there personally. I've talked to you about this before. I've reported on it. And it is fighting-aged men. It's weird. They don't look like they're showing up in ratted clothes. They don't look hungry. They look well-fed, well-dressed, and they got a lot of energy behind them. Let me ask you this. Who here, type 3, if you are deciding to boycott Tyson Foods right now? Because I guarantee you, they're going to watch this video. And we have to be loud. If you could do me a favor and share this video everywhere, and let's make companies put them into a position where they know if we go with this woke agenda, we're going to lose our company. And I'm going to be honest with you. You watched celebrities get completely sold out for the whole Bud Light thing. I guess people do have a price. Here you go. Hey, we're going under. Bill Gates just bought a bunch of us, and Bill Gates probably got a great idea. Let's just invest in Joe Rogan's podcast, give him a ton of money, and I don't know who else is involved there, because now they're cracking Bud Lights like it never happened. Well, I guess that's where it is. That's where we are. I, for one, will never be eating Tyson Foods again. Let's let a great, small American meat company rise to the occasion. As a matter of fact, let's see 1,000 small to medium poultry, meat, pork, meat companies rise to the occasion. We don't shop for Tyson. We go shop local, and let's let other great Americans build this country back up again, because that's what we need. I'm the Economic Ninja, and I'm out.